Riley, she has taken to the sock. Oh, poor old Dicey Riley, she will never give it up. But it's off each morning to the pub, and then she's in for another little drop. But the heart of the realm is Dicey Riley.
Oh, she walks along Fitzgibbon Street with an independent air. Then it's down by Summerhill, up her the people stare. She says it's nearly 1:30, it's time I had another little one. For the heart of the owl is Dicey Riley.
Oh, poor old Dicey Riley, she has taken to the sun. Oh, poor old Dicey Riley, she will never give it up. But it's off each morning to the pub, and then she's in for another little drop. For the heart of the owl is Dicey Riley.
Long years ago, when them were men and fancied may of long, our lovely Becky Cooper, our Maggie's Mary Wong. One woman put them all to shame, just one was worthy of the name, and the name of the dame was Dicey Riley.
Oh, poor old Dicey Riley, she has taken to the sock. Oh, poor old Dicey Riley, she will never give it up. For it's off each morning to the pub, and then she's in for another little job. For the heart of the round is Dicey Riley.
Street. It's every evening after school, I go to wash her feet. But she leaves me there to mind the shop while she goes out for another little drop. For the heart of the owl is Dicey Riley.
Oh, poor old Dicey Riley, she has taken to the sock. Oh, poor old Dicey Riley, she will never give it up. But it's off each morning to the pot, and then she's in for another little drop. For the heart of the owl is Dicey Riley.
Time and catching up on her like many a pretty whore. And it's after you along the street before you're out the door. Their looks all fade and the balance weigh, but out of all that great brigade, still the heart of the owl is Dicey Riley.
Oh, poor old Dicey Riley, she has taken to the sock. Oh, poor old Dicey Riley, she will never give it up. But it's off each morning to the pub, and then she's in for another little drop. For the heart of the owl is Dicey Riley.
One of my favourite ballad groups there, the Dublin City Ramblers, telling us the story of Dicey Riley, a young lady, well, not so young at the end, and her carrying on and how she liked the drop of the heart stuff every now and again. Now, here's a story, and it's one of these lovely emigration stories. Picture the young man, he's picking up his case, he's kissing his mother and saying goodbye to his father in Mayo, and he's leaving to start a new life in London, working in London, because possibly, you know, he'd make more money over and he can send money home to them. It's a wonderful song. It's sung for us by Sean Cuddy. And I think the opening lines are wonderful, painting a lovely picture of them, very sad, saying goodbye. And he goes over to London to a place that he has never been to before, to a lifestyle that he has never had before. In other words, he's been on a farm with his mother and father, the 10 acres and the fishing boat, but it mustn't be making money, so he has to leave home. And here's a totally new life for him. He doesn't go to church anymore and he works on Sundays, things unheard of at that time in County Mayo. And towards the end of the song, as he looks back, well, I'll tell you what, I let Sean Cuddy sing this song for us. It's entitled A Cottage by the Sea. And when I heard this for the first time the other day, I have to say it really moved me.
I said goodbye to Mayo and lifted my old case. I couldn't bear to see the tears roll down my mother's face. My father gave me money, the last few bob he had. rolled up in a note that read, "Your ever-loving dad." I cried my tears in Dublin as the big ship pulled away. I thought of all the things I wished I hadn't time to say. I started work in London, and I thought all day of home, in a place so full of people, yet I was so alone. I haven't been to church since I left Ireland. I work on Sundays, I'm ashamed to say. I'm living out of takeaways and tin cans. And yes, I got your letter yesterday. I lie a little to you when I said that I'd done well, but things can change tomorrow, you can never tell. I'm coming home next summer, for you want to sign to me the 10 acres and the fishing boat on our cottage by the sea. I haven't been to church since I left Ireland. I work on Sundays, I'm ashamed to say. I'm living out of takeaways and tin cans. Yes, I got your letter yesterday. Well, the summers pass so quickly, and I never made it home. I'm too old now for working, and I'm living all alone. But when I've had too much to drink, through the tears I see the 10 acres and the fishing boat and our cottage by the sea. I haven't been to church since I left Ireland. I work on Sundays, I'm ashamed to say. I'm living out of takeaways and tin cans. And yes, I got your letter yesterday. And yes, I got your letter yesterday.
I think that's a very moving but true song. I had the good fortune, yes, I'll say good fortune, in the 60s, late 50s and 60s, to make many trips to London, to New York, and places far afield, where I met many young Irish emigrants who are probably like the young Irish emigrants of today. And they so long to get home, and they miss home so much, and they make all sorts of promises, but for one reason or another, it doesn't work out. But I just hope that you enjoyed that particular track, and I'm sure we'll be playing it again over the coming months. Earlier on the programme, I played you Larry Cunningham singing A Cottage by the Lee, and I promised you the other Cork song. This is known quite often as the Cork National Anthem, but we haven't had this version of it before. I don't think we have anyway. It's Tony Stevens and his interpretation. It's taken from a television performance, actually. His interpretation of that song, On the Banks of My Own Lovely Lee. For all you Cork listeners, whether you're listening to me in Cork, Dublin, Tipperary, Boston, Portugal, anywhere around the world, here is your song. Stand up and sing.
The days when each patriot's vision seemed bright, here I dream that those joys would decay. When my heart was as light as the wild winds that blow down the mud I through each elm tree, where I sported and played, 'neath each green leafy shade, on the banks of my own lovely lea. Where I sported and played, 'neath each green leafy shade, on the banks of my own lovely lea. And then, in the springtime of laughter and song, can I ever forget the sweet hours with the friends of my youth as we rambled along amongst the green mossy banks and wildflowers? Then too, when the evening sun sinking to rest shed its golden light over the sea, though her maid with her lover the wild daisies press on the banks of my own lovely lea. The maid with her lover, the wild daisies press on the banks of my own lovely lea.
Now, I know that will have made a lot of Cork people happy. You see, the mammy was from Cork. I think I told you that. So there's some Cork blood in me. You know, I don't think we've ever had a Sounds Irish programme without Daniel O'Donnell. And this one is no different. What did we get him to sing? I've got quite a lot of his material. Tell him what, we'll get him to sing an old Irish song.
Sing me an old Irish song, bring back the dreams that have gone. Sing me a love once so strong, bring me the days when we were young and true, and I loved you. And that old Irish song's calling me back to my home, where once again we'll sing along to an old Irish song. I'll see the mountains, the valleys, the green fields below me. I walk the highways roads, the byways, the old people show me. I hear the songbirds remember the soft words we spoke after dark in the glen. I hear you calling me, your songs recalling me back to those days again. Sing me an old Irish song, bring back the dreams that have gone. Sing me a love once so strong, bring me the days when we were young and true, and I loved you, and that old Irish song's calling me back to my home, where once again we'll sing along to an old Irish song. I remember the old days, how I loved the old ways of living. There was more caring, more sharing, more loving and giving. How times have changed, life's been all disarranged since summers we laughed in the rain. But I hear you calling me, your songs recalling me back to those days. Let's hear you sing. Sing me an old Irish song, bring back the dreams that have gone. Sing me a love once so strong, bring me the days when we were young and true, and I loved you, and that old Irish song's calling me back to my home, where once again we'll sing along to an old Irish song. Sing me an old Irish song, bring back the dreams that have gone. Sing me a love once so strong, bring me the days when we were young and true, and I loved you, and that old Irish song's calling me back to my home, where once again we'll sing along to an old Irish song. Sing me an old Irish song, an old Irish song.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Well done.
Daniel there, taken from a live performance, a recording of from a live performance, encouraging us to sing an old Irish song. Now, this next one is old, but I'm not quite sure whether it's Irish. I think it dates back to the early 1900s, and it may have been composed by, if not by, certainly for, the McNulty family, who were an Irish-American family who used to do a lot of touring around the sort of Irish areas in America, singing Irish songs. I don't think they actually ever came to Ireland. Now, I could be wrong on this, but I know they did make some very early recordings. I'll try and get my hands on one or two of them if I can. But here, this is Dave Dannon with Maura O'Connell telling us all about My Irish Molly O.
Springtime, you know, is ringtime. my sweet Akushna dear. I'm fairly off my trolley, my Irish Molly, when you are near. Springtime, you know, is ringtime. Don't be, now don't be slow. Change your name, go out the game. We all go and die the same, my Irish Molly,
Irish men emigrated to England to work on building the motorway system across that particular country. And a lot of the motorways that people are driving across England on today were built by Irish workers. And here's a song for a song by Blackthorn, which is about that particular era. A mother telling her little son why he doesn't see his daddy as often as he'd like to. And it's entitled England's Motorway.
Oh, then come, my little son, and I will tell you what we'll do. Undress yourself and get into bed, and a tale I'll tell to you. It's all about your daddy, he's a man we seldom see. For he's had to work far away from home, away from you and me. But remember, laddie, he's still your dad, though he's far, far away. In the snow and sleet, all hours of the week, on England's motorway. Well, if you fall and hurt yourself and get to feeling bad, it isn't any good, you know, a crying for your dad. For the only time since you've been born that he's had to spend with you, he was out of a job, he hadn't to bob, he was signing on the broom. But remember, laddie, he's still your dad, though he's far, far away. In the snow and sleet, all hours of the week, on England's motorway. sure we'd like your daddy here. I know that would be fine to have him working near home and to see him all of the time. Ah, but beggars cannot be choosers, and we must bear the load, for we need the money your daddy earns a-working on the road. And remember, laddie, he's still your dad, though he's far, far away, in the snow and sleet all hours of the week on England's motorway. Yes, remember, laddie, he's still your dad, though he's far, far away, in the snow and sleet all hours of the week on England's motorway.
Blackthorn and their interpretation of England's Motorway. Now, this next singer has a very unusual voice, but he has a huge following. His name, Declan Nerney, and he has a special request. Give an Irish girl to me.
My name is Pat O'Connor. From England here I came, and I just came o'er among you to learn my proper name. I left the girls behind me, they were so town free, but of all the girls throughout this world, give an Irish girl to me. For M it stands for Mary, and J it stands for John, and P it stands for Paddy's land, the land where I was born, and S it stands for Shamrock Green, as plain as you will see. But of all the girls throughout this world, give an Irish girl to me. I took a trip to Germany, 'twas just the other day, to see some of those smiling girls I heard the people say. But they were not them smiling girls, only then could I agree. So I told them keep their German girls, give an Irish girl to me. Now to conclude and finish, I'll end my little song, and I'll sing for you some other day, when round this way I call. For I'm going back to that dear spot, you all know where I mean, and I'm going to wed that Colleen fair and that little pile of grain. For M it stands for Mary, and J it stands for John, and P it stands for Paddy's land, the land where I was born, and S it stands for Shamrock Spring, as plain as you will see. But of all the girls throughout this world, give an Irish girl to me. Give an Irish girl to me.
Quite often on Sounds Irish, I've played you the recording of Tony Kenny singing the praises of Limerick. the song Limerick, You're a Lady. I came across a recording of this particular song the other day by the New Barleycorn. It's a wonderful double album, and they sing some lovely tracks on it, and including this one. And this is their interpretation. Now, Limerick is on the River Shannon, and it is a seaport, a thriving city. In fact, it's having a facelift at the moment because, well, over the last couple of years, it's had what they call, well, very bad publicity. There's been a lot of gang trouble and that ilk. But they're straightening it out now, thank God. And here's the New Barleycorn and Limerick, You're a Lady.
Limerick, you're a lady, your Shannon waters, tears of joy that flow. The beauty that surrounds you, I'll take it with me, love, wherever I go. While waking in the arms of distant waters, a new day finds me far away from home. Then Limerick, you're my lady, the one true love that I have ever known. As children, you and I spend endless days of fun in winter's snow or summer's golden sun. We fished the silver streams, the fabric of our dreams was fashioned by your loveliness, and so I have to say, Limerick, you're a lady, your Shannon waters, tears of joy that flow. The beauty that surrounds you, I'll take it with me, love, wherever I go. While waking in the arms of distant waters, a new day finds me far away from home. Then Limerick, you're my lady, the one true love that I have ever known. Difference time has made, the travelers on their way, seeking out the beauty of our land. At shrines the children play, and bells rang out to say, thank God we're living just to feel the freedom of each day. Limerick, you're a lady, your Shannon waters, tears of joy that flow. The beauty that surrounds you, I'll take it with me, love, wherever I go.
You know, I'm not actually sure whether this particular song is an Irish song, but it is always associated with Ireland. We get lots of songs like that because a lot of Irish people sing. As soon as an Irishman sings a song, they think it's an Irish song. But I had an uncle who used to sing this song, and I was remember, even as a young child of about 8, listening to him singing this particular song. It's sung for us here by John McDermott and The Old House.
Call back to memory those happy days of yore. Gone are the old folk, the house stands deserted. No light in the windows, no welcome at the door. Here's where the children played games on the heather. Here's where they sailed their wee boats on the burn. Where are they now? Some are dead, some have wandered. No more to their homes shall those children return. Lone is the house now, and lonely the moorland. The children are scattered, the old folk are gone. Why stand I here like a ghost and a shadow? 'Tis time I was moving. 'Tis time.